Mystery: Missing New York Grandmother Found Dead Near Las Vegas Airport. By Lowell Coffee Lawn, August 22, 2026. A Brooklyn grandmother who vanished without a trace has been found dead in Las Vegas. But questions about her mysterious disappearance remain. Alisa Goods, a 63, was reported missing August 10 by her family. 2 days after she was last spotted leaving a friend's apartment near the University of Nevada and just a few miles east of the Las Vegas Strip, according to several local news outlets. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police secured the grandmother's body after a caller reported a deceased woman in a drainage ditch area near Wayne Newton Boulevard and the Terminal 1 parking garage at Harry Reid International Airport, according to KTNV. "Our hearts are broken. We were notified that my aunt was found, unfortunately. Not the way we wanted her to be," Good's niece, Alana Calloway, said in a statement provided to the station. The mysterious circumstances not only stem from the fact that Good's disappeared after she left her friend's apartment to get some iron pills at a local drugstore, but that two of her family members started receiving perplexing texts 4 days later from her phone. The sender allegedly asked for gas money and Bitcoin. 8 News Now, a CBS affiliate, reported. "I said, 'What do you need gas for? The car? My aunt does not drive. There is no car,'" Calloway told the TV news outlet. The family thought she might have been kidnapped. However, police discovered and reviewed surveillance video of the airport location where the body was found and discovered that on August 8, the day of Good's disappearance, footage showed the woman falling down an embankment, getting back up and then collapsing, police told the U.S. Sun. There was no further movement observed after that. Her location could not be seen from the street, police said. Up until that day, Goods had been staying with her longtime friend named Roger John. He told Klaus TV that she left his apartment in the afternoon to take a bus to a nearby CVS to buy iron pills. When she didn't return, John said at first he wasn't alarmed because she had a habit of spending hours shopping. But as time passed, he began calling and texting her, and when he got no response he contacted her family. "Last I saw her, she was going down the stairs," John told the outlet. "And I said, 'Okay, see you later,' and that's the last time I saw her." An official cause of death has not yet been released by the local Las Vegas coroner's office. Metropolitan police seem to have ruled out foul play and apparently believe somebody found the woman's phone and tried to monetize the find. Police told The Sun for its report Saturday that they had dismissed whoever was using her phone, stressing they were just bad actors not connected to her status as a missing person. Breitbart contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.